2010 is about to come to a close. What will next year bring?
Here comes the future. I try to ignore it. I can't get a hold on my feelings for it.
No need to be afraid. It's just a little time travel. Well, this week, the takeaway jumps ahead into 2011. This will be the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, December the 27th. I'm Femi Okay, and because John is snowed in, I am your host today. But we will be talking with John in just a moment to talk about some of the snow that's been hitting the East Coast. In the meantime, let's get a check of the morning's top news. A monster blizzard has been clobbering the eastern seaboard all night and continues this morning. Wind-driven snow has closed airports, disrupted rail and highway travel, and transformed much of the northeast into a white dreamscape. Here's what a driver in Melville, New York, says to give you a sense of just how bad it is.
Don't drive. It's a mess out here. There's the northern states, like, it hasn't even been plowed. Cars, I've been watching them pile up into the guardrails and stuff. It's not too safe out here.
There's a total of 12 to 16 inches of snow, and that's what's expected across nearly all of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and eastern Massachusetts, while parts of New York and New Jersey could see up to 20 inches of snow by later today. The blizzard warning will remain in effect today from Delaware to the far northern tip of Maine. We go now to our weather correspondent in Red Hook, Brooklyn, otherwise known as the host of The Takeaway. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Femi. Thanks for filling in. I am in such trouble this morning. I had a hotel room offered me by Takeaway staff, and I said, I'll be able to get in, no problem. I would yearn for 20 inches of snow. We've got more like 5 foot and 6 foot drifts here. Let me hold the phone up to the window, and you can hear the wind whipping around the building. Here, listen.
I'm getting that picture.
That humming has been going on for like the last 8 hours straight, and it's made the entire neighborhood completely impassable. I'm looking at a giant backhoe that is basically bulldozing snow into giant mountains that are then impassable until another bulldozer comes along and moves the mountain.
Well, John, I have to thank your stubbornness for giving me a little post-Christmas present and allowing me to host the show. I will try and save you a listener for tomorrow for when you get back to work, okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm worried. I'm talking to my agent, but we're in very good hands with Femi Okay.
All right. Take care, John. Thanks for joining us. So what is the story where you are in your part of the country? We have had bad weather all over the U.S. Give us a call, and you can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Moving overseas, Pakistani intelligence officials say that there's been another in a series of suspected U.S. missile strikes in a tribal region along the Afghan border. The missile struck a vehicle in the North Waziristan tribal region, killing at least 12 people. And the rhetoric between North and South Korea continues to escalate. South Korea's president vowed today a relentless retaliation against North Korea if provoked again, as with the shelling of a frontline island a month ago. President Lee Myung-bak says he is not afraid of a war with the communist North. And a Russian judge has declared Mikhail Khodorkovsky guilty of theft and money laundering charges. The verdict will likely keep the oil tycoon, who was once Russia's richest man, behind bars for several more years. Now let's take a look at the markets. Asian and European markets mixed. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,573. S&P opens at 1,256. Nasdaq opens at 2,665. And yes, the weather outside might be dreadful, but we'd love to hear from you. Give us your weather reports. You can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And you can also text us snow. And the number to text is 69866. I'm Femi Okay, taking care of you on The Takeaway this morning.